Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I'm John Batzer with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. We have headlines from two of our distinguished elite campuses, the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia and Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. First, Pennsylvania. According to President Elizabeth McGill, there's an investigation underway to the projection of anti-Semitic messages on the side of buildings on campus, Penn Commons, Huntsman Hall, and Irvine Auditorium. We will pursue this matter, said McGill in a social media post. At the same time, Harvard University, the president there, Claudine Gay, responded to criticism, this is Bloomberg, by students and alumni, including Bill Ackman, that the school isn't doing enough to protect Jewish students, saying it would expand its diversity, equity, and inclusion program to combat anti-Semitism. Professor, it would appear that both President McGill and President Gay are responding in some fashion, but it seems awfully late and odd to me that you're now catching up with pranksters who put the messages on the building that you know have been on your campus for days and you permitted for some time. And when we come to Harvard, the idea of adding Jewish students to DEI seems to be going in a completely the wrong direction. How do you respond to these two announcements from two distinguished universities with their new presidents?
The first thing I say is both presidents should resign. They're just not up to the job. They never have been. They have no clear moral vision of what a university is about, and they take positions of indifference in the face of massive evil. The general view that they said was that we could always remain neutral on these kinds of issues. I think that's a desperate mistake when you have mass murder. What they all had to do was not to say we endorse the Israeli positions on the settlements or anything else. What they had to do was say hacking people's to bits without provocation is wrong. And they won't bring themselves to do that. And the moment they don't say that, then in fact all the demonstrations are to come out. And the moral relativism within the center of the university means that you have to allow other people who say hateful and miserable things, defending implicitly the kinds of slaughters here, to have their say. They project this on the building, and she said, we're going to investigate this. But she did not say, we're going to expel the university students or demand criminal prosecution of anybody who wants to engage in this kind of behavior. You cannot be the leader of a great institution if your only beliefs are in agnosticism and in skepticism. You have to defend the intellectual integrity of your own university, and they can't do it. The DEI has become, as far as I'm concerned, a complete menace in the way in which it operates on campus. If you believe in diversity, it means that you want, for example, to be anti-Semitic in many cases, or to favor certain kinds of groups. If you look at the Harvard admissions program, look at the number of Jewish students, look at the other numbers of students there, check their academic credentials and see whether DEI is designed to get rid of insane barriers against the intellectual improvement, or whether it's designed to create inexcusable preferences. The DEI programs have gone completely over the top, and what they do is they emphasize political loyalty to very radical causes over anything that has to do with intellectual integrity on a campus. And to say what we're going to do is to expand a program like that is just the wrong thing. What you have to do is you have to eliminate these programs root and branch, and to make sure that what happens is academic values control inside of academic institutions. But there's so many litmus tests that are associated with whether you could talk about something. If you want to talk about race relationships and you're quote-unquote a conservative mayor, you're not allowed to speak because you may say something like, hey, you know that George Floyd trial that we had? It was not conducted in a particularly appropriate fashion, and it was a bit of a kangaroo court that managed to run it. You're not allowed to say that on the university at this particular point. Somebody, of course, should defend it if they want to, but the entire movement of DEI turns out is a massive piece of intolerance. We saw that in that terrible incident that took place at Stanford inside the law school about 5 or 6 months ago, but we're seeing it everywhere else. And what happens is it turns out Claudine Gay is utterly unqualified to be the president of Harvard University. To say her scholarship is mediocre is to praise it extravagantly. And you can't put people with that level of ability or lack of it in a high-level position saying, well, she'll get good advice if she could figure this out in the long run. She doesn't know what she's doing. And she has no awareness of the kind of impact that it had. The letter that Bill Ackman wrote was a very powerful letter, trying to explain to him what was wrong. What I thought was extraordinary is he didn't threaten to pull his money. He just tried to get to talk to her. But one of the things he mentioned in that letter is just frightening. What we're going to do is protect Jewish students. How are we going to do that? We're going to go to a Sabbath dinner. That's fine. And then what we'll do is we'll talk about how we do this. But you then won't make the statement public to everybody in the university. You allow it to be published on Jewish publications, but nowhere else. That's a form of discrimination. If she's going to basically protect people against this kind of vicious attack, she has to make it known clear to everybody inside the community, and she has to make it known clear that she's going to apply university sanctions that get rid of people who engage in this kind of hateful talk or abusive talk or threatening talk, and basically say that we will support actions by the police. I'm not going to punish anybody who says, I'm in favor of Hamas. When you start hassling students, yelling at them, shouting them down with bullhorns, pushing them in an aggressive way, threatening them with abusive taunts and so forth, that's all criminal activity. Freedom of speech means freedom of speech consistent with general libertarian values, and those values are not consistent with the use of threats, the use of force, the abuse of fraud, the abuse of defamation, and that's what seems to be happening on these particular cases. And if Jewish students, God forbid, did that, I would be every bit as upset when they're doing it as I am right now. But it's pretty clear that the dominant forces on these campuses
30 seconds,
are
Professor, 30 seconds.
Palestinian supporters, one kind or another. The more that they're allowed to continue with this behavior, the more they will continue to stir the pot, and there will not be peace until you change the norms. And the only way you can change the norms is to change the leadership of both those universities.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, traveling at the Federalist Society meeting in Washington, D.C. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
With the power and endurance of Toyota trucks, you can go to the most incredible places. Like this valley, where the Echo does different voices.
Hello!
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 We know what we're made of. Toyota trucks.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.